Hello.
Good evening. My name is Michael, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We're not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaign. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community. So do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or a television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
Okay, thank you. Let me continue. And thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for president, U.S. Senate, and Florida state legislature on Tuesday, November 5th? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I am not very likely to vote. I am not at all likely to vote. Or I am not registered to vote.
I will vote.
Definitely going to vote?
Yeah.
And with which political party are you registered? Democrat, Republican, or another one?
I'm registered with Republican.
Thank you. And are you or is a member of your immediate family from a Latino, Hispanic, or Spanish-speaking background?
No.
What is your main racial background?
Caucasian.
Thank you. What is your age?
43.
Thank you. And if the election for Florida State House were held today, which one of the following best describes how you are likely to vote between the Democratic candidate and the Republican candidate? You are definitely voting for the Democratic candidate, probably vote for the Democratic candidate, lean slightly to the Democratic candidate, definitely vote for the Republican candidate, probably vote for the Republican candidate, or lean slightly to the Republican candidate.
Lean slightly to the Democratic.
Thank you. You will now be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. The first person is Leonard Spencer.
Slightly favorable.
Okay, somewhat favorable. Next, Scott Boyd.
Somewhat unfavorable.
Next, Carolina Amesti.
Slightly favorable.
Next, Kamala Harris.
Slightly favorable.
And Erin Huntley.
Slightly favorable.
Now, if the election for president were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, or Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate?
Harris, but if you tell my family that, I will deny it.
No problem. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate?
Probably.
And if the election for Florida State House were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Carolina Amesti, the Republican candidate, or Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate?
I'm not sure.
And if you have to choose today, for which candidate are you leaning towards?
Probably the Republican.
Okay, Carolina Amesti, the Republican candidate. And as you may know, Republican State Representative Carolina Amesti was arrested on Thursday on 4 felony charges of forgery, illegally notarizing her own signature and falsely certifying a signature as a notary. If found guilty, Amesti could face up to 20 years in prison and thousands of dollars in fines. Representative Amesti has denied any wrongdoing, says these false charges were created by her political opponents, and expects to be found completely innocent. Now, if the election for Florida State House were held today, for whom would you vote? Carolina Amesti, the Republican candidate, or Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate?
Probably still the Republican. I'm not 100% though.
Okay, not a problem. And thank you for your time. We're almost done. And would you say you're definitely voting or probably voting for Carolina Amesti, the Republican candidate?
Probably.
Due to State Representative Amestis' arrest, there has been discussion that she will resign from office and not run for re-election. If that were to occur, another Republican candidate will run for the seat. You will now be asked about two potential Republican candidates who will run in the November election. If the election for Florida State House were held today, for whom would you vote? Scott Boyd, the Republican candidate, or Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate?
Spencer.
And would you say you're definitely voting or probably voting for Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate?
Probably.
And if the election for Florida State House were held today, for whom would you vote? For Erin Huntley, the Republican candidate, or Leonard Spencer, the Democratic candidate?
Probably Huntley.
And just to make sure, and would you say that you are definitely voting or probably voting for Erin Huntley, the Republican candidate?
Probably.
And thank you very much. You will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish for classification purposes only. Regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? For Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, or someone else?
I voted for Biden.
And when you vote for candidates for political offices, would you say you always vote Democrat, usually vote Democrat, vote for as many Democrats as you do Republicans, usually vote Republican, or always vote Republican?
I usually vote Republican, but Donald Trump,
not a problem. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Moderate.
And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
I completed some college with no degree.
Thank you. Okay, so this concludes our survey. I do thank you very much for your time and thank you for your participation. Have a wonderful day.
Sure.
Goodbye.
Thank you, you too. Bye.